Enter. Your Highness? Hello. I've never seen you this far from your padded throne. To what do I owe the pleasure of you visiting my humble shop? Admiring my gardens! Sire, do you take me for a fool? Although I may take pride in my small flower patch, it is nothing compared to your sprawling castle grounds now, is it? Pray tell, how can I be of service to my king? I should have known. You finally heard the rumors. The Witch of the Forest, blessed with the power to make any man immortal. And what, just because you're my king, you feel entitled to receive my gift? How many kings have I lived through, sire? And they all died, didn't they? None of them were granted immortality, although all of them demanded that I do so. Arrogance is a forgivable trait of the monarchy, I suppose. What makes you so special that I would bless you with this gift, when I deemed none of your forebears worthy? You'll kill me. Do you think that you can? If I have magic enough to grant one immortality, do you really think that mere mortal knights will be able to lay a hand upon my person? No. Settle down, boys. I mean your king no harm. I did say I was a loyal subject, after all. Sire, fate has smiled upon you today. I have been watching you throughout your time on the throne, and despite your ample arrogance, you have shown courage and honor in your position time and time again. I shall grant you what you desire, but, as with everything in life, the magic comes with a price. Come now, sire. Do you think that I would give away this prize? You must choose. A wise decision, my king. Well, let us not tarry. Immortality waits for no one. Oh, and one last thing, your grace. The ceremony requires complete solitude. Your king's guard must wait outside. That's better. Isn't this much more cozy? Plus, I didn't think you'd want your guards to hear exactly what the price of my service is. You see, I must confess. My interest in your rule hasn't only been to see if you are worthy of immortality. I require something more carnal from you. I'm sure you're aware of just how handsome you are. What with the ease in which you've drawn handmaidens and maidens like into your bed since you were not but a princeling. I've witnessed your forays in the bedroom time and time again. No need to be embarrassed. The nights are long and lonely so deep into the woods, and watching you mount the maidens of the castle kept me warm throughout them, touching my slick wetness as I've watched you pound into them over and over in my mind's eye. Imagining it was me that you filled with your seed. But imagination is never quite enough, as I'm sure you're aware. So, this is my price. I want to feel your cock pulsing inside of me as you spill your seed into my womb. An easy task for a man so virile as yourself, is it not? What gives you pause, my grace? Is it my looks? I am nearly 700 years old. I suppose that's to be expected. Well, I can change that. Magic is a useful tool in all aspects of life. Well, that was unexpected. So this is the form the king most desires, The wife of the tavern owner in the lower kingdom? Appreciated her from afar, but never bedded her, have you? No, even if she'd have you, you'd have too much honor to disrespect the sanctity of marriage, don't you? Well, I can't fault you your desires. Corn silk curls, innocent blue eyes, the warm smell of honey and rose clinging to her, begging you to question where on her person she could have hidden the perfume satchel. And her body is wickedly delicious, isn't it? Even wearing these bar rags. And under them. Oh, now that's a sight. Such creamy skin, soft satin between my fingertips. Wide hips, narrowing to her rounded belly. And her breasts. My breasts. So heavy and full. The petal pink nipples. Ah, so sensitive. Sire, I can see how much you enjoy this. Enjoy watching me touch myself, tugging and rubbing my swollen breasts, seeing my nipples stiffen in arousal. Your cock is already straining against your trousers. Why don't you let me help you? Oh, gods above. I've worshipped your cock for years through my mind's eye. Revisited the visions of it standing proud between your legs, glistening with your spent seed as you pull it free from some faceless wench. But seeing it in person, I never realized just how large you are, how warm you are. God, I can't even wrap my hand all the way around you. You're so thick. Let me just familiarize myself in person. Run my hand up and down your shaft. Oh, mercy. You're already dripping. Your cockhead looks so delicious. Wet and glistening. I need to taste you. Oh, sire. You taste so good. Oh, I love the feel of your veins rubbing against my tongue as I pull your thick cock further and further into my mouth. Imagining you filling my core as fully as this. No, sire. Hands at your sides. You are mine to enjoy at my own pleasure, my own pace. Oh, God. I can feel you swelling. Oh, sire, I can't resist any longer. I need you inside of me. Now. Take off your clothes, sire. Oh, yes. Oh, you are every bit as gorgeous as I've dreamed. Oh, I want to ride you. Drive you as crazy with need as I am, as I milk every drop of your royal seed from that thick cock. You like that, don't you? You like the idea of filling my tight cunt with your seed? Seeing it overfilling and knowing your seed quickens in my womb. Oh, I know your wants, your desires. I've watched you, don't forget. Fucking your wenches like animals, rutting into them. I'm surprised you don't have a whole village of bastards by now at the rate you've been going. But I've known in my heart since the first day I started watching you. My womb will be the first to quicken with your children. And the last. Now, lean back, my love. Let me straddle your cock and engulf you in my heat. Fuck. Oh, sire, it's so tight. Oh, gods above, don't move. Oh, don't move. Oh, sire. Oh, I'm so full. Oh, I don't know if I can fit you fully. Oh, yes. Oh, keep doing that. Keep sucking on my nipples. Fuck. Sire. Oh, it feels so good. I think I can try to. Oh, your cock is stretching me completely. Oh, sire. Sire, I can't move by myself. I need you to touch me. I need you to fuck me. Fuck me, please, now. Fuck! Fuck! Oh, sire! Fuck! I can feel the pressure mounting. Fire, please! Fuck! Please fuck me harder! Oh, I want you to come with me. I want to come together. Oh, I want us to come together. We will be a part of each other. And we will share immortality. Keep going. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Fill me. Fill me now, my love. Oh. Oh, you're noticing already, are you? Oh, you're quick. Oh, I knew I made a good choice in you. Yes, my love, you're right. You are growing weaker. Oh, it's your will leaving your body. No, don't struggle. I must confess, I did keep this part of your price quiet, but you mustn't blame me. I can already feel your seed quickening within thee. And in mere months, our son will be born, as I saw in the stars so many years ago. He will one day rule this kingdom. But until then, I'll reign through you, my obedient servant. Oh, hush now. In a few moments, you'll forget you ever had independent thought to begin with. And you'll stay my happy, mindless toy. Forever. Just like you wanted, right? Oh, now lean back again, my love. I want another round with you before you introduce your guards to their new queen.